These are people from human resources. They're people from alternate dispute resolution, from equal employment opportunity. And then they're about half of the group probably are attorneys. So there's different tracks going on at any given time. I'm doing a presentation this afternoon, and there are five others going on at the same time.
Wow.
So some people are tracking back and forth. But the idea is, literally, to oversimplify it, is to try to not make a federal case out of stuff.
Right.
You have a dispute at the office. If it gets out of hand, it can be a matter of, there can be violence, certainly unhappy feelings, bitterness, morale problems. So they're trying to get things, settle it at the lowest common denominator.
And so what kinds of topics do they talk about?
Very interesting ones. Neil McPhee, this morning, he's the chairman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. He was explaining how the board works, how it really does not deal with whistleblowers. That's the purview of the Office of Special Counsel. But interesting classes here, subtle forms of discrimination. One of them, one of the panelists talked about someone who applied for a job, and nowadays they can't ask you anything very personal,
right?
But they ask this individual, what color are your eyes? They either were looking for somebody with blue eyes or not.
And you can't even ask people how old they are. Hardly anything.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And standard back when I was starting out, when women were married, they asked them, are you going to have children? That kind of thing.
Right.
Gone are those days.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, they had a very good panel this morning. John Palguda from the Citizens Progress Group, and Mark Roth from the American Federation of Government Employees. He's the general counsel, and he made a very impassioned speech, plea for this national security personnel system. He said if they're going to keep it, they've got to fix it. And he was talking about Defense Department workers, and he said these are the best people on the planet. He said the average age is about 50. They've been in government 25 to 30 years, and you don't want to tell them that they're going to be judged based on budgetary considerations.
Right.
He said the merit pay and that sort of thing works in agencies that have their own funding. They can get outside fees, like the controller of the currency and some of the banking groups. But with the federal government, they dole out these raises, he said, based on monetary considerations alone. And what I thought was interesting, he was very, very good. And at the end of it, you had all these other speakers, maybe one or two people seeing them, and there was this crowd around Mark Roth that you couldn't get at him. There were so many people. So he obviously touched a nerve.
Well, that pay-for-performance area, talk about something where you need dispute resolution, for goodness sakes.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And traffic is up because of that. People, and again, so many things in the government are team-oriented. The IRS, law enforcement, many of these things, it's a team. And if you have a team where one member gets a 5% raise and the others get 3%, that's could be a recipe for disaster.
And what are you talking about this afternoon?
With the legislative update, and this is a very timely one. We've had these in the past when there wasn't much going on, and what there was sort of the fix was in, it wasn't going to happen. This year, we've already had the Roth option passed by the Congress and signed into law. There's the cure for the FERS flu. That is the people under the Federal Employees Retirement System who get sick a lot their last year of service because they're burning up their sick leave, which is use it or lose it. And there's one of the bills on the Hill would give the FERS employees the same incentive to save their sick leave, that is, let them credit it toward retirement. There's another bill pending that would make it more attractive for retired federal workers to come back into government. Right now, if they do that, they suffer a salary offset based on the amount of their annuity. This would rectify that and change it. There's another bill pending, and again, all these have a fairly good chance, that would make it provide an incentive for people under the old retirement system, the CSRS system, to transition into retirement by working part-time.
And
that,
And really almost unprecedented amount of stuff going on in the pay and benefits area.
I've never seen the like of it. There are five big deal ones going right now, and we've already had the Roth option passed. So this is, if nothing happened but the Roth option, that would be a great year for feds. But there's some other possibilities. We hope there's a lot of interest in this, in the topic this afternoon. We're having Tanya Shahn. She worked on the Hill for many years. She's now at Office of Personnel Management, and we've got a whole group of people, Jessica Clement from the Federal Managers Association, and these are going to be people who've been there, done that, and they have different perspectives on it, and going to try to get an assessment of a sort of triage, which of these pieces of legislation is likely to make it, if any.